Chapter number 1 of Sermon of the Guardian of Devotion, Volume 1. Homeward Journey. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Any experience about the Lord must come from upper to lower. It does not depend on us. We can only increase the intensity of our hankering, of our serving attitude, save on Mukata. And whether he will descend to this plane or not depends on his whim. There is transcendental substance. He moves according to his sweet will. He may come down or he may not at his whim. He is free. We can only increase our earnestness for his presence. Although the potency and the potent are inseparably connected, we must generally know ourselves to be of the marginal potency. He is everywhere. He is nowhere. Everything is within him. Nothing is within him. Such is his peculiar and mystic position, as given in Bhagavad Gita. Thus our duty is to try to serve him. We should not put much emphasis on feeling him, either by mind or body or even by intelligence. He is everywhere and he is nowhere. In a flash he may show, "Yes, I am here." Yet when we are earnestly searching for him, he may be nowhere to be found. His nature is independent. We can search, but we cannot say that we shall find him. Ashishya va pada ratang pinashtu mam, adashanan marma hatang karotu va. Our duty is to devote ourselves 100% and most intensely for him. We are only to serve him, and service does not mean that we must necessarily come into direct contact with him. Remote service is also service. Through his devotee it becomes tangible. We should try to serve him through his devotees without expectation of any reward. We should have no desire except to serve, even without expecting to see him once, to have his darshan. We shall only want to be utilized by him. The little energy we have must be utilized for his cause. We are his potency, and we should prove that we belong to him. Mahaprabhu says, quote, "He may embrace me or reject me, or he may even be indifferent towards me. Whatever he likes, he may do, but I have no alternative but to serve him." Close quote. We must adopt such an exclusive and unconditional attitude. Not that, quote, "If he doesn't want to reciprocate according to my will, I won't like to approach him, so I shall join the atheists or the Mayavadis. If you don't come forward to satisfy me, then I shall seek my own way. I don't want you." Close quote. If there is any such tinge of such an attitude, we are far, far away. Yata yata va vidadha tu lampato mat prana natastu sa eva naparaha. Quote, "We have no alternative but to serve you." Close quote. To search means to serve. Quote, "I want to be utilized for his cause. However petty the service may be, nothing is petty when in his connection, the least connection, even from far away. He need not please me, even by giving his darshan in a lightning way. Everything depends on his will." Close quote. Unconditional offering unto him shows faith of the highest type. If our offering is conditional, we shall have to remain far from him. The characteristic of the highest faith is absolutely unconditional. Quote, "I am only to be satisfied with just the chance to serve him from afar, through some medium, or many mediums, not only one." Dasa dasa, dasanu dasatvam, servant of the servant, of the servant of the servant. I have his connection from afar, and my energy passes through the devotees, towards him, towards the center of fulfillment. Whatever my position may be, I want my connection with the greatest fulfillment of the whole world. Close quote. Everyone is searching for such fulfillment of all their innermost necessities. Sarvadhaman prityaja mam ekang sharanang vraja. From Srimad Bhagavad Gita. The search for him eliminates all other duties. A true devotee thinks, "There is no obligation to anyone except one, and he is my Lord, Krishna." And his most laudable and greatest servitors are those who are in contact with his greatest agent. Not his direct contact, but contact with the greatest agent of his service will constitute the safer and higher relationship of Ananya Bhajan, exclusive service eliminating all else. No trace of exploitation should be traced in us. We should not run after any type of enjoyment, including even the enjoyment of God association. We must be fully purged of the enjoying spirit. If a trace of enjoyment remains in us, we shall have to remain in one of the planes of this Brahmanda, this universe, such as Bhur, Bhuva, Sva, Maha, Jana, Tapa, and Satyaloka. And if any tinge of renunciation or retiring spirit is in us, we will not be allowed to enter into the world of infinity, Vaikuntha. Kunta means limitation, and Vaikuntha means the unlimited world. We want to be a member of the infinite world. Finite only refers to the attempt of our separate interest to measure the infinite, and thereby we conceive of finite. When our ego wants to measure a portion of the infinite, considering, this is my kingdom, that is my friend's kingdom, etc., then whatever we see with our separate interest is maya, misconception and misunderstanding in the infinite. All such things must be dissolved. And the attitude of retirement, if I can't enjoy, I shall stop work, I shall go on strike, that type of reactionary mentality must also be abandoned. Then we shall be face to face with the positive side only. What is the positive side? It is the wave from the center, Leela, the play of the Absolute. That wave is fulfilling the desire of the Supreme Lord, and we will be face to face with that. If the tendency for separate interest or reactionary retirement remains in us, we cannot have a touch of that eternal flow to satisfy the Absolute. When we are free from these two kinds of whims, we can come into connection with the eternal flow where all points everywhere are active to satisfy the center. Such a plane is not dry, it is happy, constructive and nourishing, and that we shall be able to feel. Only a small touch of it will make us understand that we do not want a particle of anything else. This is our homeward journey, and any other want or demand will keep us in a foreign country filled with death, disease, infirmity, rebirth, all these troubles. These troubles all occur because of misconception and identification of the soul with mortal things. Bhakti mukti spriha yavat pishachi hridi vatate tavat bhakti sukhasyatra katam abhyudayo bhavet. From Sri Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, quote, how can the joy of holy devotion appear in the heart as long as it is haunted by the ghosts of desire for exploitation and renunciation? Close quote. These two ideas of renunciation and enjoyment are foreign to us. They possess us like ghosts. They have taken possession of our ego and are playing with it. We are prey in their mischievous hands, and we must escape from such a conspiracy of Maya. We must be free members of the infinite world, where the noble flow of dedication flourishes. No limited aspiration exists there. A current of wholesale dedication flows towards the center and all concerned. And that is our home, the soil where we can live eternally. There, all are individuals, and there is no death, no birth, no infirmity, and no disease. Our inner self will emerge and mingle with the residents of that land. Our own experience should not be easily relied upon, such as thinking, this is God, this is my conception, I have a touch of God. There was a Babaji who was thought by many to be a great devotee. Whenever he took the name, he shed incessant tears. Liquid also oozed from his nose, and he was seen to be in some abnormal meditating position. On either side of him, his attendants would be constantly cleansing his tears and face with napkins as he madly chanted the name. Some atheistic persons considered that he was displaying religious fanaticism, while common people who had some simple faith in God estimated him to be a very high-class devotee. But our Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada, rejected him and his antics as devoid of proper God conception. Atha nishatvaha nisarga pichila shvante tad abhyasa pare picha sarvabha sang vinapi syu kva pyashu pulakadayaha. From Sri Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. Quote, whenever shedding tears, horripilation, etc., are seen in persons whose hearts are soft externally and hard internally, and who are habituated to crying, rapture, etc., even though they do not possess a semblance of divine emotion, such an imitative sentiment should be known as totally unsubstantial and lifeless. Close quote. Mental imitation of devotion is possible, even without a tinge of pure devotion. In a drama also, we may find a man who is fully drunk playing the part of a devotee, shedding tears and dancing madly as if he is a great devotee. By practicing, one can acquire that mental condition of shedding tears, and one can show many feats as though he were a real devotee. Merely the display of some peculiar external characteristics does not prove the presence of pure devotion. Real devotion is sudurlabha, a very, very rare achievement. When we can neglect the proposal of emancipation, we might think that we possess a speck of real devotion. In the face of devotion, emancipation is belittled as very lowly. Moksha laguta krit, from Sri Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. Yet devotion is so rarely to be found, we may not expect that we have attained it. Sudulabha. In one word, when we say that we have some devotion, we are not in devotion. Rather, when we can feel that we have nothing, although we have no aspiration for any other thing, at that point we may be making some progress. We do genuinely want something, although we can't clearly understand what, but we appreciate the devotees and the divine scriptures of devotion. When our appreciation is on that side, yet we feel we are bereft, that is a sober and healthy position, so vacant. We ought to remember that although we are negative, infinitesimal parts, we have come forward for a relationship with the infinite, the absolute. What price should we be prepared to pay for that? What form does that price take? We ought not to purchase such a thing very cheaply. To serve the devotees will be tangible, and to continue with the devotional practices and program that has been recommended by the scriptures and saints is most important. To go on, that in itself should be our reward. We are reading about him, we are serving the saints and hearing their words. This is an engagement in itself. If we are thus satisfied, we have something that must not be underestimated. There is great value in having the company of the saints and the scriptures without mixing with the robbery of this material world. What is present here at this moment becomes nothing at the next. We are not of this world, full of treachery. We are disgusted with the treacherous aspect of the world that charms us and engages us in a treacherous soil. Now something, next moment nothing. We must give that up and try for something substantial, sat chit anandam, eternal existence, uncontaminated consciousness, and finally the fulfillment of all inner necessities, the corresponding engagement of the whole of our existence. Prati anga lagi khande, prati anga mora. Quote, every part of my being cries for the corresponding part of him. Close quote. That is by Gyanadas. And Krishna says, quote, only I can give you complete fulfillment, so come to me and give up everything else. Close quote. Sarvadharman parityaja, mam ekang sharanang vraja, ahang tvang savapabhebhyo, Moksha Yishyami Ma Shuchaha. From Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Quote, I shall accept the reaction you have earned in the relativity of this mortal world. I shall clear your debt. You need only come to my feet. Close quote. If we are charmed by this universal call of the Lord and we try to abide by it, then that is sufficient. If we are answering that absolute call to our best ability, Krishna assures us, I shall free you of your burden. You simply come to me. Give up all your duties. Faith in this call and acting on the basis of such faith is a great thing in us. We should try to follow this according to our best capacity, and this is possible only in the company of the exclusive devotees of the Lord. We shall relish being in the company of his devotees. We have found children of the same soil. We are meeting our home associates. If our internal satisfaction is of that type, we are holding something of a safe position. We want to recognize our home, but we are now traveling in a foreign land. We should try to find the inner feeling of our hearts without wanting some miracle. We are but tiny souls, and many things may be miraculous to us. Yogis and mystic persons can show many miracles and captivate us. It is easy to capture a tiny soul by miracles. There are many powerful miracle men in the world. Let God save us from their hands. We must not allow ourselves to be the prey of so many miracles. May that charm leave us once and for all. Yadi karibe Krishna nama sadhu sanga kara bhukti mukti siddhi vancha dure parihara. From Prema Vivarta. Quote, if you are going to chant the holy name, keep the association of the pure devotee and totally abandon all your desires for enjoyment, liberation, yogic perfections, or miracles. Close quote. May all these alternative prospects, exploitation, renunciation, miracles, retire forever. We want only the Lord of our heart, who can award the deepest satisfaction. All the atoms of our innermost constitution have their corresponding engagement with him, and that too is of the highest quality. This proposal is given by the Gaudiya Vaishnava school under the direction of Sri Chaitanya Dev and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In the Vrindavan proposal, the infinite is in the nearest position with the finite, a Prakriti. A Prakriti is where the infinite has come nearest to the finite, as though one of them. When he is so close, so near, no one can easily recognize whether he is infinite or not. Mahaprabhu has suggested to us, quote, try for the chance for your future in Vrindavan. There is such a wonderful process. Nanda and Yashoda, Krishna's father and mother, have captured the absolute, and he is crawling in their compound. Aham iha nandang vande yasyalinde parang brahma. Try to secure a position there, however negligible it may be. Try your fortune. Close quote. So we are in search of such a fortune where all other proposals are eliminated. Kam prati kathayitam ishe sampati kova pratitim ayatu gopati tanaya kunje gopa vadhuti vitang brahma. From Padyavali. Quote, to whom can I tell it, and whoever will believe it, that the Supreme Absolute, Parambrahman, the paramour of the damsels of Braja, is enjoying in the groves on the banks of the Jamuna. Close quote. It is inconceivable that the Brahman, the greatest, the absolute, has come to search for the least love of the cowherd damsels of the gopi class. He has approached in such a near and close way, and in such an ordinary rural style. Try your fortune there. We are out to do just that, under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Dev, who is understood to be the combination of the positive and negative aspects of the absolute. The positive is busy distributing himself to others. Mahaprabhu is that infinitely and inconceivably generous aspect of the Supreme. We must not search for any sentiment in ourselves, divine or otherwise. Once one disciple was engaged in the service of his guru when a messenger from Vaikuntha came to fetch that disciple, saying, the Lord is satisfied with your service to your Gurudev, and he is calling for you, so please come. The disciple replied, no, no, I have no time to attend to your call of Vaikuntha. I am very busy in the service of my Gurudev. This should be our attitude. I have my engagement under the guidance of the Vaishnavas here. I don't like to be disturbed from this position. Sakyaya te mama namostu namostu nityam. Dasyaya te mama rasostu rasostu satyam. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, the greatest exponent of the faith of servitude to Srimati Radharani, Radhadasyam, says, quote, I won't allow myself to become fascinated by the proposal of the higher level service as a friend, Sakya. Rather, I shall tend always to do the lower service, Dasya, the service of the servant. I shall not consider myself to be a high-class servitor, and I shall always tend to go towards the lower class of service. But he may forcibly take me to a higher service, saying, "No, you are no longer to serve there. Now you must serve in this higher category." But I consider that I am not fit for that confidential service, my lord. You may engage the higher servitors in your confidential group, while I may serve in the lower level. Close quote. That sort of tendency is safe for us. We should always be tending towards the lower service, and it is his business to forcibly take us up to a higher group, should he wish. "No, you are qualified to render such service, and you should no longer remain in the lower group." But the tendency of the servitor will always be toward the lower service. Dasyayate mama rasostu. I would like to be engaged in service as a servant, not as a friend. That should be the normal tendency of a devotee. With such a mood, he is safe. Even in that world, he should have no ambition except to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Hearing of such things from the devotees and from the scriptures, we may think such a conception to be exaggeration, but it is the reality, and we should search out this pristine substance within us. This is a safe and wholesome position. End of chapter 1 of Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion, Volume 1, Homeward Journey.